Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Development in the investigation of a deadly shooting in a CTA pedestrian tunnel this week. Chicago police have confirmed that task force members and federal marshals arrested a suspect today in suburban Oak Brook. It's in connection with the early Monday shooting near the Jackson subway station that killed a 21-year-old man and sent two others to the hospital. A police news affairs spokesman says agents had to shock the suspect with a stun gun during the arrest. He's now being questioned by police.
We're also getting details about a store theft and a robbery on the Mag Mile today, one of which ended with a dramatic chase through the Red Line subway tunnel. WBBM's Rachel Pierce on the scene of the most recent robbery at the Louis Vuitton store on Michigan Avenue.
A theft was reported earlier today at the H&M store on North Michigan Avenue just after 11:30 this morning. Officers tracked the offenders to the CTA station at Chicago. Five suspects ran on the tracks to the division station where they were then met by officers and taken into custody. But less than an hour later and just a block away, the Louis Vuitton was robbed by a different group of suspects. Chicago Police News Affairs say the suspects implied they had a weapon and made off with merchandise. Officers did locate a vehicle with some merchandise inside, but the suspects fled on foot. No one is in custody for the Louis Vuitton robbery, and the store remains closed this afternoon. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A judge denied bail this afternoon for a 34-year-old man accused of predatory criminal sexual assault at the Rock and Roll McDonald's on Clark Street.
The victim, a 3-year-old girl. Prosecutors say the girl and her brother and their father were in the restroom Monday morning at the McDonald's because the boy had had an accident. In the stall next to them, 34-year-old Christopher Puente, and that as the father was preoccupied helping his son, Puente motioned for the girl to come into his stall where he sexually abused her. And prosecutors say when the 3-year-old girl began whimpering, Puente put his hand over her mouth. Eventually, the father heard his daughter crying and pulled her under the stall door by her legs. Puente left but was arrested the next day for trespassing at a parking garage nearby. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Taking a page from how high school athletes are celebrated when they're accepted to a college or university, more than 24 high school students received similar treatment after signing letters of intent to attend Lincoln College of Technology in Melrose Park. Sebastian Cadero is a senior at Holy Trinity High School. He says he felt special by having a signing day, and he's looking forward to learning how to repair cars.
I like working with my hands. I've been into cars since I was little. So I've been, looking around in my dad's car when I was little, trying to mess around.
At Lincoln Tech, students chose from automotive, collision repair, electronics, medical assistant, and welding programs.
Governor Pritzker says families worried about the College Illinois Savings Program run by the state can breathe a little easier now.
Governor Pritzker says his new budget invests $27 million to save College Illinois, a 529 savings program created nearly 24 years ago to allow parents to prepay for a guaranteed college education for their kids.
I'm sure it sounded like a great idea at the time. Unfortunately, the program's advocates didn't forecast that tuition increases would outstrip market returns. And two decades later, we find ourselves in a place where the program and its promises will be insolvent in the next 6 years.
Speaking to reporters at UIC, the governor acknowledges closing a $300 million funding gap will require continued funding from the state, but he says his administration will keep the promises made. In the Loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A man jumped from a second floor of a burning home on Chicago's west side. Firefighters were called to the row house before 11 this morning near Lawndale and Arthington. That man's in serious condition to critical condition, and he's also being treated for smoke inhalation. A woman in her 30s, is in good condition.
A Chicago man who spent more than 30 years in prison before he was exonerated is now fighting for his certificate of innocence. Stanley Rice is suing the city of Chicago. He claims he was tortured into confessing by corrupt detectives. Now the city is suing back as his federal lawsuit goes to trial and jury selection began today. Before today's proceedings, Rice was asked if he was afraid of the upcoming legal fight.
No, I'm not afraid. I've never been afraid. I've always been fighting to get my freedom back. And now that I got my freedom back, I'm fighting to get whatever I can get, you know, to make my life more comfortable.
Rice was convicted for the brutal 1982 rape of a 33-year-old woman. He was exonerated of the rape in 2013, but was never actually given a certificate of innocence. A judge declined Rice's bid for that certificate in 2014, saying there was substantial evidence he did commit the rape. Jury selection continues this week.
Palatine is planning to hold its first restaurant week next month. Organizers tell the Daily Herald that several restaurants will take part by offering special promotions and menus. It's slated for March 27th through April 5th.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.